You know what would be great is if everyone was sitting by a microphone and then we
yes.
capture this.
So we have the
guest couch over here.
Would anybody like a drink? I'll have a glass of water, sure. Awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And yep, so just get cozy with your microphone.
Anyone else? Anything? Do you
be.
I'll take a grain belt, please.
About this close to them.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Get friendly.
It's like an inch.
Get friendly.
Then you can put on headphones to listen to yourself and get kind of weirded out for a second.
Oh, that's really
awkward.
Nice
and creepy.
This is our first dual newbie episode in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Dual newbies.
New peoples. Both of you.
Creepy.
All right. Okay. So here we are. You can now hear me in your head.
In stereo. Unless you do what I do, where it's the half on, half off.
I was going to say, Dan's got the onesie going.
Professional.
Yeah. The making sure I hear outside communication as well. Push the rubber thingies on the bottom. Use all your gumption. Lots of gumption.
Yeah, and
more
so
gumption.
Don't be afraid to pull the mics toward you if it's...
Yeah, they do move fairly well. They'll make noises, but still.
Yeah.
I think if I lean back, I might fall asleep.
See, he's the first person to get that position just spot on.
Yeah.
Most people are just like, yeah, I want to be as lazy as possible. You can hear me, right? This works. No.
Yeah. It's good.
False. And once again, I'm going to take the responsible spot, and we need to do a few pictures before. So both of you could lean in between the microphones. There we go. Hold on. Well, I'm just going to take a lot at once. Just get a lot of random expressions and laughing and goofiness and perfect. Wait, there we go. That was one.
Awesome.
Woot.
And then I'll try to remember to take a few during the episode so that we can have regular and bonus track.
Oh,
style.
You're not echoey anymore.
Perfecto.
No. And then another reminder, if your phone is not on vibrate or off, that would be fantastic.
It would be fantastic if it was not on vibrate or
double
off.
Double check. Okay, good.
If it was on vibrate, I guess it would be better. I was going to say, and also if it's on vibrate, be on the table. Yeah, on floor, pocket, couch, whatever. It's just that if anything's on here, just... Like, it picks up immediately.
Yeah.
And it's raining again.
Waha.
It's been doing that all day.
So, Kaylin, tell us a little bit more about Anchorage.
What do you want to know about Anchorage?
How long is the longest and shortest days in Alaska? Since we're so much closer to the equator than you.
Yeah, so Anchorage, I don't know exact times, but we're getting close to the summer solstice. So we're getting closer to, thank you, almost 24 hours of daylight. I think Anchorage probably gets the
Dan
sun.
Okay. I'll just be prepared.
Sounds like Dan.
So the sun probably sets around 11:30 midnight, right around solstice, and rises around probably 3 or 4 in the morning.
Whoa.
So there's only like,
nice.
There's
Whoa.
Only 4 hours of night during the summer. And of course that's always constantly changing, because by winter solstice,
it'll be like the exact opposite, right?
Pretty much.
4 hours of sunlight, give or take?
Give or take, yeah. So probably 10:30, 11 in the morning is when the sun rises, and it sets probably around 2:33, maybe 3:30, depending.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
So how messed up was that? I mean, first experience, like, hey, there's no light, or hey, I want to go to sleep now, but that's not going to happen.
It happens really gradually, so when there wasn't a whole lot of light, it wasn't so bad, just because all of a sudden you're like, oh, it's all of a sudden dark at 10 o'clock in the morning, and when did that happen? But when I first got up there, because I moved last May up there, I was like expecting it to not be as light as it was already in May.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of weird. Like, I'd be wide awake having evening conversation with my parents at like 11 o'clock. We'd look at the clock and go, oh, wow, it's like 11:30. Maybe we should think about going to bed. So, but yeah. Other than
wow,
that.
Wow, but if, I mean, was it 11 for you or for them? Because if it was 11 for you, that would, what, make it 2?
2, yeah. There's 3-hour difference. From,
okay.
Damn.
Yeah, huh. So.
Yes, Dan, you're old.
No.
2 a.m. anymore.
No, it's, I mean, when I work a closing shift, I get home by about 11:30, 12. So it's just like, my body's still in motion for another hour at least before I can finally cool down. It's like, all right, no tables, no worries. Let's just shut down, please. But I had a party, the house over was full of assholes who decided to stay up till about 4, listening to loud music with their windows open.
Oh, nice.
Oh man.
And it was one of those first hot days where if you didn't have the windows open, you'd suffocate inside. And I knew that the moment that I got up to complain or do anything, it all immediately stop. And just like I'd be out of my comfortable position, I'd be that much further from falling asleep. And it just kept going until 4, and it's like, oh, please. And it did not happen.
But sometimes I've found, sometimes if you can't fall asleep and you get up and you move around a little bit and then you go back into bed, then that'll help you fall asleep faster.
But then if I get up, I'll probably go and stumble upon.
That is the ultimate anti-sleeping.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's the thing.
Or, I mean, trying to read on an iPhone or iPad or something, it's just too bright, and then your eyes adjust to brightness, and you're like, oh, well, nope. Never mind. I'll just stay up then, I guess.
Get your eyes tired, it's easier to fall asleep.
I just need to get earplugs and eye masks and stop fearing the fact that my alarm will never wake me up and I'll miss work and bad things will happen.
Just need to hire somebody with a spare key to come in and kick you in the morning. Wake up!
But then, I'm worried that that sword would come into play.
No, that's why you hire someone you trust.
Even still.
You're like,
I didn't say hire me.
No, I'm saying
yes,
a majority,
I would stab you.
A majority of people that I trust are D&D or Renfest or something of the like. So the sword will just be like, I'll just scare him. Oh shit, his leg's gone.
Good morning, huzzah! Oh, no. Well, you're awake, but you're also bleeding now. Sorry about that.
You're awake, but you can't go to work anyway. Let's go to the hospital. I'm sorry.
Would you rather be awake or bleeding? Never mind.
What?
That didn't come out right.
I was going to say, normally I'm awake when I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
Adam is planning on slipping Dan something and then seeing how long it takes him to wake up when he's bleeding.
Wasn't there a movie that was about, like, Kevin Kline was cheating on his wife and she found out, so she slipped him sleeping pills and he fell asleep, and then she hired somebody to kill him, but the sleeping pills slowed his blood loss. So, like, she was tried for the murder, but then he, like, woke up and then he was fine.
Wow.
That was, like, the entire plot of the movie, but it was, like, more horrifying and creepy and trying to be a comedy.
How would she be tried for it? He wouldn't be...
Conspiracy to commit murder.
Oh, okay. As in, say, if he woke up from it, he's not going to be bleeding out for that long.
It took, he was, like, heavily sedated. Like, he was under, and then, like, he was Inception under, basically.
Just never actually saw it.
A dream within a dream.
You know, I bought that soundtrack without remembering buying that soundtrack. Like, it just appeared in my iTunes one day. Exactly. Or just Hans Zimmer, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And a sheep. Did you see the South Park Inception?
Yeah. Yep. In Sheepshin.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I think that's what made me go see the movie. It's like, okay, this was a great parody of a movie I haven't seen, so maybe it's worth my time. Maybe. Could be.
Got to send in the firemen with their ladders.
Yeah. So somebody order pizza. Pizza.
Must have been one of them. I'm going in.
That is a great movie, though. You should definitely check it out. Totally worth seeing.
And then you can go online and read all of the hypotheses of how it really ended.
Yeah.
Because they're... It's like the moon landing.
That was a very creepy, yeah.
Yeah. I bet you'll enjoy it, yeah. Oh, enjoy it. Oh.
Hey, wait, wasn't like what kind of podcast guys. Is this? Come on, guys. It wasn't that
creepy.
it's not
talk sex with Sue. Which I don't know if I've told you guys this. I have been on that show twice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've called into that show twice because freshman year at Green Bay was that boring.
Oh, I thought you were asking for help.
No, we would conspire before the show. What should we ask? And I asked about Prince Albert's, if anyone knows what that is off the bat.
How do you not know?
That's a piercing of something that only men have.
Oh, only. So. Wow. Low-flying plane there.
Yeah. Somebody's landing. And then another one was, I think, more like oral sex or something. I'm trying to remember what it was.
Again, he was general. Asking for advice.
How?
No, it was just like, as a college student, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, no.
As a college student, so I was wondering, and I'm trying to remember what it was. It was... But yeah, it's like you.
How do you oral sex?
No. I think I was asking about better opportunities in a dorm room due to a roommate. Due to a roommate, it's like a privacy thing.
And my mind went a whole other direction.
And the trick is, if anyone's still interested in talking to her, you have to call an hour before the show starts because. That's when they fill up the queue, in case anyone has any questions for Talk Sex with Sue. Is she still on? I don't know if she's still on, producer Katie, as you ask that. I don't know. Though, Dr. Sally Pardon? Wexler. No, who was it? Somebody just died.
Was it the...
Dr. Somebody. Is a lady doctor who's a famous psychologist.
Oh, I was going to say, please tell me it was Dr. Phil.
No, it's a lady doctor and a psychologist, I think. Dr. Sally Wexler?
That sounds like a name, yeah.
Might be a real person. I'm sure it's a real person somewhere. Who
Somebody
doctor.
Somewhere died and I recognized the name at the time. Doesn't really matter. But how are things sounding?
Yeah, it looks good. Looks good. I think okay. we're... ready to jump in here.
Okay. So what will happen is we'll probably talk for about 25-ish phone. There it is. 25-ish minutes about streaming stuff. And at the beginning, Adam and I will banter for a second. Then we'll introduce each of you so that people can recognize how your voice sounds and identify a name with a voice. We'll talk, and then we'll have a commercial break. And then... that'll just be like bathroom beverage, what have you.
Or ripping paper in the bathroom.
And then from there, we will play a game, which we will explain during said commercial break. So if anyone needs to use the facilities or get another drink now, now would be the time to do that. And I'm set. Is everyone else set?
Yep, all set.
I think I'm good.
Good to go.
Oh, good question. We can decide that during the commercial break later. Yeah.
Is this going to be like win Ben Stein's money? Are you paying us if we beat you?
No, you just get the satisfaction to like walk out slightly taller than others.
I haven't thought about Ben Stein's money in a long time.